Now follows the original ending of Great Expectations. At the urging of his friend, the novelist Edward Bulwer Lytton, Dickens changed the original unhappy ending of Great Expectations to a more acceptable one, in which Pip and Estella could be united after all. In the original version, when Biddy says, "Dear Pip, you're sure you don't fret for her?" Pip's reply is, "I'm sure and certain, Biddy." Then the following final paragraph appears. "It was 2 years more before I saw herself. I had heard of her as leading a most unhappy life, and as being separated from her husband, who had used her with great cruelty, and who had become quite renowned as a compound of pride, brutality, and meanness. I had heard of the death of her husband from an accident consequent on ill-treating a horse, and of her being married again to a Shropshire doctor who, against his interest, had once very manfully interposed on an occasion when he was in professional attendance upon Mr. Drummle, and had witnessed some outrageous treatment of her. I had heard that the Shropshire doctor was not rich, and that they lived on her own personal fortune. I was in England again, in London, and walking along Piccadilly with little Pip, when a servant came running after me to ask, would I step back to a lady in a carriage who wished to speak to me? It was a little pony carriage which the lady was driving, and the lady and I looked sadly enough on one another. I am greatly changed, I know, but I thought you would like to shake hands with Estella, too, Pip. Lift up that pretty child and let me kiss it." She supposed the child, I think, to be my child. "I was very glad afterwards to have had the interview, for in her face and in her voice, and in her touch, she gave me the assurance that suffering had been stronger than Miss Havisham's teaching, and had given her a heart to understand what my heart used to be." This concludes the reading of Great Expectations by Charles Dickens. This book was read by Frederick Davidson. Originally published in England in 1861. This unabridged recording was produced in 1993 by Blackstone Audiobooks Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Neither this recording nor any portion of it may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authorization from Blackstone Audiobooks. This book is 454 pages long.